This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158 on this, on this Christmas morning, 2025. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Happy holidays. Hope you're enjoying your Christmas morning. Now, some of the West Coast folks opening their presents at this hour. Basketball about to tip off. Five games in the NBA, three NFL games, which kick off starting an hour from now. So hope all the bets go well today. Crack standing by. Just want to get to these tweets. A few of these. Eli E. Honorable mention on the Christmas list. He says for DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, I'll tell you, though, the two that, again, we're just throwing around some songs off air that didn't make the top 15. But if we expand to 20, top 20 next year, Merry Christmas, Baby, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, Chuck Brown, D.C., and Run DMC, Christmas and Hollis may make it next year. We'll see. We have to expand, but they're not top 15. They didn't make the top 15. Darren Frazier watched Action on Showtime, the Action docuseries yesterday. Who knew some of my favorite VSiN personalities were on there? Gilly, Crackman, and Wishnev were also movie stars. Who knew? Well, I was just doing testimonials. I wasn't part of the focus. It was Crack and Todd. As a NorCal guy, I just need to hear more about that KMEL radio career. It comes up from time to time. He says, Merry Christmas and Shavua Tov. He's wishing me a good week. Thank you very much, Darren. You too. Michael Burns, didn't you bet the Steelers under win total? No, I bet the Steelers over win total. I was bullish on the Steelers, and we forgot to put that one up there. So, yes, I do have four wins. Thank you for that, Michael Burns. He says, Merry Christmas and happy holidays. My Christmas wish is a red-hot tennis year for young Gilly. That is my Christmas. That is my Christmas wish as well. Michael Burns, can't wait to get into it. Kenny Dillingham Sexual says, Hammer Texas Tech. Responding to Michael Montesano's pick on Texas Tech earlier on the show. Montreal Max, wow, we even get to see an unscripted as the gifts keep coming. This reminds me of the bookmaking days on holiday saying, we are on when they are off. Yes, sports betting never stops. The numbers games. Oh, the numbers guys we'll get to. We'll talk some Christmas songs coming up because we do have to get to the top five Christmas songs. But first, from a remote location somewhere in this country, which we're all about to find out about, unscripted with the crack man Bill Krakenberger. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, this man, Bill Krakenberger, is a mensch. He is doing this show from wherever he is right now on Christmas morning. And Bill, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. But I want everybody.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too. I want everybody to know what happened to you this morning. And you are you just had something happen to you. What was it, 20 minutes ago?
20 minutes ago, I was bit by a dog. Two gaping holes in my skin.
Are you serious?
You know, yeah, about a 25-pound dog. I don't want to be upset at my wife or my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law. It's their dog. And
you okay?
He is very territorial. I'm okay. Yeah. He's very territorial. I love dogs, by the way. I absolutely love dogs. But I knew this dog was a killer in sheep's clothing, whatever you call it.
You had a feeling? You know, you sensed it?
I told her this 2 years ago. I'm a dog person. I absolutely love dogs. So, yeah, but he's territorial, and I knew that. And I actually put my leg up to protect another dog. I seen him going after another dog and instead, and I just didn't think he'd get through my jeans. And it's just concerning for me because I have to watch getting cut on my legs. I've had cellulitis before, and it's because of a cut on my leg, and I was in the hospital for a week with bad infection. So we put some stuff on it, and I'm not trying to be a wuss. I'm thinking of the things that happened in the last 24 hours. I mean, I'll tell you this story because it's so unbelievable, but things happen to me that it's almost like I feel like I'm like John Candy or in a scene or something, that things just happen to me in life that no one would believe. I went, they were out of wrapping paper. No, scotch tape. They needed some scotch tape. I ran to the store by the house here, Dollar Tree. I go into Dollar Tree and I'm trying to find scotch tape. So I find these little thin rolls of scotch. I said, wow, that's so thin. I took one, went to the counter, went back. So let me get another one. And the lady back there, such a nice lady, Southern lady, 445, to get ready to close. She goes, oh, sweetie, we have double rolls. It's a better tape. I wouldn't get that. Get this one. And she showed me another one that was in a barrel. It's a double tape of actual Scotch brand, good tape for $1.25. I said, oh, thank you very much. Oh, great. Have Merry Christmas. She's so nice. Go to the counter, pay for the $1.25. They said to me, I put my credit card in, and they want a receipt. I said, no, I don't need a receipt. I'm good. I don't need a bag. Put it in my pocket and left. And I'm going to go in and give that girl some extra money. No, who tips people at Dollar Tree, you know, retail? I go in, I find that lady who was cleaning up the shelves, and it doesn't matter how much I gave her. I folded it up, though, real tight, gave it to her, and she was so excited. She was, I guess she opened it up after. She was, oh, my God, are you serious? I said, yeah, have Merry Christmas. I love giving back stuff. So I go to do that. Here's where this story's going. I cannot believe this happened to me. Going to the door, but I have I usually carry a bag. I didn't have a bag with me this trip. I didn't take it, but so I have so much stuff in my pocket, wallet, money. I have Hard Rock tickets for some reason. A big stack of Hard Rock tickets. I'll just show it to you. I mean, I literally still have it. I put it in the other room. Anyway, so I have all this stuff. I always tell you, anything can be in my pocket, a top, a yo-yo, gum, anything.
Yo-yo.
So okay. I'm sick. So, Gil, you wouldn't believe this. I go to the door out of my pocket, and I had the scotch tape. And I can't believe this happens in this day and age. The manager says, oh, are you going to your car to get the money for that? I said, he paid for it. I mean, this double thing of scotch tape. I got no bag. And he says to me, oh, okay, no problem. You have your receipt? I didn't get a receipt.
Oh, no.
This is unbelievable. I can't even, I didn't think this happened this day and age. I'm walking. So now,
where are you, Bill? What state are you?
Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
So I point to the end cashier, and he's not there.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They get on the phone, and what was his name? It was not a strange name, but it was like the way, oh, Norman. Norman, can you come to the front? I was like, oh my God, this is over a double thing of scotch tape. And I just wanted to, and the guy was so nice. He was like, oh yeah, he paid. He didn't get a receipt. I mean, there's people stealing like Louis Vuitton bags all over California and stuff. Here, they're going after me for a roll of scotch tape. And, you know, my brother-in-law, who was in the Secret Service for so many years, he now took a position here. He's a cop here. And all I was thinking was to call him up and say, listen, this is this town you run. Oh, boy. It's things that happened to me. I laughed. I wasn't mad. I was laughing more or less when he got on the phone and Norman, can you come to the front? Norman.
Oh, my God. He didn't believe it.
A dollar and a quarter.
He needed Norman's corroboration.
A dollar and a quarter. Stop what? That, man.
I'm trying
but
to
I
think.
I just thought it was just.
I'm trying to think if I didn't know you or if I didn't know you, let's say I never met you and I looked at you. Would I think, I'm trying to put my brain in his brain, would I look at someone like you and think to myself, well, now there's a menacing character who's probably stealing some scotch tape. He probably didn't pay for it. I don't think I would. That's pretty interesting that he chased you out of there.
Yeah. He was nice. He goes, oh, are you going to your car for the money? I still don't understand that. You think I would take the tape out of the store? It was okay in the end, but I told all the whole family and they were just like, things just happen to me that don't happen to other people. This is Dollar Tree. This is not a Highline store. I mean, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a little funny story.
I have that little voice in my head. Like if I walk in the grocery store to buy something, but I have a half drunk bottle of water, let's say. When I'm coming out, I always see them eyeing the water to try to figure out if I bought it there. Right, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I get it. How are you spending your Christmas?
That's
it with family. Do you watch football? Yeah. Do you bet on football? Are you betting on basketball? What do you do?
Yeah. No. I bet props on all three games, I think, already. But, yeah, no, I bet some props.
Care to share
props? Yeah, I can give you guys one. Sure. I hate doing this because people just bet the one and they lose and they get mad. Yeah. No, it's okay. Like Randy's games last week. So Randy was on – he's on my podcast on Wednesdays, and Randy sweeps the NFL. right? He goes 3-0 in the NFL, and he's having a winning season in the NFL, but he also was on a 5-0 heater in FCS. So he had the two games. I gave them out here, and he went 1-1. And someone said something about the one loss. I mean, all right, you got a winner and a loser. Big deal. I mean, it's just – so – you know, it's tough giving out a lot of – listen, I'm an under guy too. I'm still like a 70% under guy. Let's give you guys an under. Let me see. God, I bet so many props here. Hold on. Okay, let's go. Let's go Jones on Minnesota rushing under 60.5. That's on MGM, under 60.5 rushing yards. Jones on Minnesota. So there's a prop for you guys. And speaking of Randy, oh boy, I had him on my show yesterday. He gets off air. Did you see this, Gil? He won $60,000
video.
Did you see that?
No. This dude runs into jackpots. It's amazing.
Listen to me. I can't. You said it. I can't believe you. So you know then. Because I usually don't talk about that. Well, you know why you don't talk about stuff like that? Because people say, Bill, you're a mathematical, analytical, analyst guy, models-driven guy. There's still people, I'm sorry to say this, and I know the math guys are going to get mad. There's still something to people are luckier than others. I swear.
I agree. Yeah.
Randy, there's an old term. I won't use the curse word, but there's an old term back in New York, in Jersey. He's got a busted A. And he does. He really does. He is a lucky guy. I want to tell you about this jackpot when we come back. Do you have me on for another segment or throw me off air?
Come on. Stop it. Of course you're on for one more. Bill Krakenberger from Myrtle Beach. At Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter, by the way. The name of his podcast is Wise Cracks, which he does with John Orlando. And he's got his Fox show with Randy McKay on there as well. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. Right now, score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings. Plus, save 50% site-wide when you shop omahasteaks.com/VSiN for legendary steaks to crowd-pleasing appetizers. Omaha Steaks makes game day easy and delicious. Don't wait. Get 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings and save 50% site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSiN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. Finally finished my box of Omaha Steaks, burgers, frankfurters, desserts, and potatoes. Unbelievable. If they want to send me another box, I'm all about it. Check out the Omaha Steaks offer again at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. We get tweets of beating the book. This is from, let's see, where did I leave off? This is from Michael Burns. Oh, no, not Michael Burns. I read that one. This is from Kenny Montreal. My goodness, where am I? JDL_8. There you go. I'm not certain there wasn't some East Coast bias in the unique city accents list. Baltimore makes the list, but Chicago doesn't. Great show, gents. Looking forward to the games today. Yeah, well, Chicago wasn't an East Coast city. This is not an East Coast city. That's why we didn't include it in the Baltimore, Philly, D.C., Boston, New York discussion. No offense to the Chicago accent. Real Knicks. I am so parlaying the Commodores, Vikings, and Chiefs now because, according to Crack, the dogs are biting. Merry Christmas and happy belated Hanukkah, Gil. Thank you, Nick. So, Nick, Bill Krakenberger bitten by a dog this morning, 20 minutes before his appearance. And so Nick is taking that as the dogs are biting today, not barking, biting. And Chris Heath, don't sell yourself short, Bill. You're a tremendous John Candy. Merry Christmas, Crack. You got me in tears. And Las Vegas 514, yo, can you ask Bill what was his favorite Christmas gift that he can remember as a youngster? Same question to yourself and young Dan Higgins. Stringfellow Hawk, Merry Christmas, fellas, from the Great Carolina to the North. Stringfellow Hawk, our buddy who's in North Carolina, Bill's in South Carolina. and Chance Copperpot. Dog bites to Snoopy pillows. Nothing stops the crack man from a numbers game hit. A couple of weeks left this season. Long NFL player prop unders payout. So big thanks to Bill for opening my eyes to those. Happy holidays to you and everyone over at VSIN. What about that, Bill? Bill Krakenberger, by the way, at Bill Crackman with a K. Kind enough to join us for a second segment from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Before you get your Randy McKay story again about how he hit a jackpot, your sure. favorite present as a child, do you remember what it was, the one you were happiest about?
You know, I used to like, when I was a little kid, I wanted a train set so bad. It was like back in the day, if people remember, the older people that listen will know, train sets were so good. They had real smoke out of the main train and the caboose. It was just such a cool little thing you put underneath the tree. By the way, we used to have train sets underneath our tree back in the 70s and late 70s. That's when I was a child, obviously. And I remember wanting that train set so bad. And my uncle, who owned a candy and toy stand business on the boardwalk in Kingsburg, New Jersey, he got this train set for me, and I wanted it so bad. It was expensive. It was really a high line, expensive train set. I remember that sticks out. But however, as I got older, I don't even like getting gifts. I don't want to be Scroogey. I love giving. Yeah. I like giving stuff. Even just now, my wife had, they were opening gifts, all the two kids and my wife and her family. And I had two nice gifts there. And she goes, "You're going to open them?" I said, "No, I'll open them last when everyone else is done. Let me watch everyone else." Cause I like people opening surprised by what we give them. And I was saying, like giving gifts.
Yeah. I was saying earlier, I don't require, this is not some false modesty. As an adult, I don't require any gifts, right? Like There's people, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Right.
You know, I don't really require that. I do enjoy seeing.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love seeing others because others do get very happy by gifts. I will answer that question very clearly. I was a young boy at the same time you were, Bill. We were about the same age. This was late 70s. Mattel electronic handheld football, which I wanted so badly. And I remember where we were driving. My dad is driving. I'm in the passenger seat. He was asking me what I wanted. And I said, I want electronic football. And he asked me, he said, "How much is it?" He wanted to know how much. I said, $30. $30 was a fortune, right?
Like, of course.
It was a fortune. And he immediately said to me, "It was $30? Oh, no way." That's what he said to me. And somehow there it was. Waiting for Hanukkah, the old Mattel electronic football.
How cool.
And for those who were born in that era, we would not let that game go. We just played it. Oh my God, for hours at end. Just, you know, go down to the corner, then roll around. Everybody knows that play. The defense would follow you. Just walk around. Anyway. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Your Randy McKay story.
Did you have Atari when we were kids? That was really big. ATARI on Atari set was like $100. It goes on the TV. You play the games.
No, we didn't have Atari.
That was like something.
My mom wouldn't let us have it. We didn't have Atari. We didn't have Intellivision. But my next door neighbor had Atari. And then Intellivision was really rare. But we had one friend that had, and we would play over there. But we never had.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Now that you say that. But thanks to Chance too. Yeah. I didn't realize I had the Snoopy pillows all around me. That's good. Good eye. but going back to the under on these season-long player props, there's a built-in advantage just to under or something happening. Like, look at Mahomes. He goes out, and now you're going to – there's advantages of different things more than the numbers. Now, the bookmakers know that too. However, they don't adjust enough for unders on season-long props. It's not fun to root for someone not to get yards, to get hurt, or, you know, not that we're rooting for them to really get hurt, but be out of games and stuff. So I find a lot of advantages on season-long unders. So good eye there. Going back to Randy. So he does my podcast every week. Yesterday we did it about an hour and a half earlier because it was the holiday. And I said, "Randy, so what are you doing tonight? Now you're in Vegas. What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm picking up free play, running around, grinding, and rounding, just like you in the movie Rounders. It's called rounding. You're rounding to the different casinos. You have offers. Give them some action. Make them think you're a little more of a sucker by playing the reels. But there's advantage reels. We talk about it all the time. A couple of VSIN guys know about this too. So he found an advantage game, but it was $30 a spin, which is that's high for even myself, of course. That's a lot of money per spin. And Randy, recently I had an advantage game. I had to call Randy to go partners. I said, you know, Randy, if there's three of us, it'd be better for me. Only because it was 130, I think it was 125 a spin. It can add up to a lot of money. I said, Randy, we should have someone. And sure enough, we had some. And we were in 20,000 before we got some. But we lost, by the way. We lost about $8,000 in the end. But these things happen. You don't always win advantage machines. So Randy found a $30 machine last night. And he's just going for the bonuses, the smaller bonuses, just because of the machine's in a bonus mode. And he just runs like God.
He's amazing.
He hits the major jackpot for $59,000. It's on my Twitter. It's like the biggest hit he ever hit, you know, playing one of these advantage machines. And I think he just put a couple hundred bucks in. I mean, people just run better than others. It's the reason why I say always find yourself a winning handicapper, but it's just equally as important to find a losing handicapper. There's one, there's a couple out there on Twitter that are, there's a couple of people that I talk about on my Fox Sports Radio, Jeff Schwartz. Jeff and I, we go against someone. We call her The Voice. I'll say to her, we call her The Voice. That was a movie with Denzel Washington. I just forget the movie. It was really good. But anyway, we call her The Voice. And whenever she says something, what's the movie with the, it melts in her clutch, Mr. Heat Miser in the Christmas show. So, though this year she's hitting around 49-50%, still a losing record, of course, it makes us money. She's had years that I couldn't believe. I can't believe this girl was 40% 2 years ago. And then we were following two different people. The one was the bartender. We were betting against the bartender. He actually had a winning year last year, but for 4 years he had a losing year. This is mostly NFL picks. But the bartender's even this year. It's just as good finding that losing handicapper that's out there as it is the winning handicapper. So yeah.
I want to say about Randy also, when you talk to Randy about this and you offer praise and you're like, oh my God, you're amazing. He just has that aw shucks, you know, like he's just ran into it casually. He's won how many cars? Like multiple
14
cars. Like, what are we talking? It's unbelievable. So good on him.
He talks about losses too.
He does.
He lost $30,000 recently chasing a real good progressive video poker. He talks about that too. We don't always win. I just told you about the $8,000 that me, him, and I'll say the other name, Eddie Teams, real sharp guy. Me, him, and Eddie, we lost about $8,000 on a big advantage recently. So we don't only talk about wins. We talk about both. Being a slot rounder is very tough.
Okay. Aaron Jones under 60.5 rushing yards for the Vikings today. That was your prop. Bill?
58.5 is fine.
58.5 is fine. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thank you on any Christmas, any day, but any Christmas, and also a Christmas when your dog bit you. Extra thank you. Really appreciate it, man. Have a great day.
Thanks for everyone throughout the year. Thank you guys for watching and listening.
Bill Krakenberg, coming back.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Profit X, the number one sports prediction market, has some of the best future pricing you'll find on college football national championship and Super Bowl odds. With a huge holiday slate shaping playoff seeding, now's the perfect time to get in and take advantage of Profit X's 20% purchase match. Download Profit X today and experience the future of winning. Use promo code VSiN to get started. NBA has already tipped off early in this one. Cleveland was up on the Knicks in the early going at MSG, 18-3 and then 20-5. Knicks have cut into that lead. 28-19 Cavaliers right now with 2:28 left in the first quarter. That was trending dead under for a while, but it has more than made up for it since the early going. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Money Gun Guz. Money Gun Guz, who was up at the top. I think he was fifth or sixth, was it, when we looked at him?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, he was sixth.
In millions?
Six.
Yeah, and six. He was telling us yesterday he had a 1-4, so he fell out of the top 10. He said after Bill gave out Aaron Jones under rushing yards. DraftKings had him at 61.5, and within 5 minutes, he says it now sits at 57.5. CLV, Merry Christmas win already for Money Gun Guz. Good luck to you in the contest, Money Gun. Derek Gwynn, Merry Christmas. A little warm in Mississippi today, 74 degrees. Wow, 74 degrees in Mississippi. Ray in Texas, if we were to have a numbers game battle royale, oh, this is a great question. Listen to this. If we were to have a numbers game battle royale with staff and guests, what are the odds that Michael Montesano wins it? Bets and reps. He's got to be the heavy favorite, right? Maybe minus 650. So you're just talking about like cage matches between, what do you say, guests, hosts, staff, everybody. Well, we have some UFC, aspiring UFC guys in the back, right?
Got Larry.
Larry
got,
and Darnell.
We got Andrew as well. Andrew's back there TDing right now.
So not so fast, but your point is right that in terms of the guests, Montesano's in the gym, what, like six times a day, for God's sake?
Yeah.
Jesus, we get it, Mike. You're huge. Yeah, among the guests, he would be the absolute favorite.
Yeah, I think he would be a heavy favorite there.
And he and Paul Sporer, 6'5", 150 pounds, would be maybe the opposite of that. Rob Graham, very Merry Christmas to you and all the Numbers Game crew. Hope you all are having a fantastic holiday. Just wanted to chime in about when I was 8 years old, when I got ColecoVision with the vintage old school Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr. Love listening. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. I remember that game as well. ColecoVision. Shine the Professor. Not sure anything beat the Sears NFL wish list catalog. Late 70s, early 80s. What's happening, Shine? Merry Christmas to you, man. Yeah. Oh, boy. We lived in such a simpler time back then. The things that made us happy were so simplistic. It's just like a thing, a Sears catalog of just like these really poorly looking made jerseys.
Yeah, it's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Graham also says, so all the epic stories about the 80s definitely brings a smile when reminded about stories when I was younger because life flies by. Yeah, it does. And then Jay Litzau, Jay played Minnesota. He says, I still have mine, his Mattel Electronics football. He still has his 40 years later. I'll bring it next time I'm in Vegas. Maybe we can have a quick game. Maybe we can have a quick game. You imagine two adults playing that game there.
Yeah.
Ryan Hyatt, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone at VSiN. Thanks for being out there today and all year long creating fun and compelling content. Gil, we had the same taste in toys in the 70s. I still got my Mattel too. And as for crack, I figure he just asked for his car to go out to Saratoga. Thanks again for all you guys do. Poor Crack, man. Crack getting bit by a dog this morning. He didn't want to make his sister and brother-in-law feel bad. Yeah. So he was downplaying it, but he showed us a picture.
Oh, yeah. He had some...
He got gashed.
Yeah, he got gashed up there.
But I didn't know what he did explain that he was trying to protect the other dog. He put his leg in the way, and the dog got through his pants there. Man, that's a way to start your Christmas morning. And then John Balducci, Merry Christmas, gents. Merry Christmas to you as well. John, we appreciate it. Okay, you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's recap. We won't go back to the top 15, but we'll just give you the 10 through 6 again. The top 15 Christmas jams of all time here on A Numbers Game. 10 through 6, once again, Baby It's Cold Outside, Bobby Caldwell and Vanessa Williams. Bobby Caldwell, Blue-Eyed Soul, What You Won't Do for Love. But he did this Christmas duet with Vanessa Williams, the Christmas classic, Baby It's Cold Outside. Vanessa Williams with her second appearance here on the Top 15 Countdown. This was from the 90s, this version of Baby It's Cold Outside. And this, I mentioned that this was a song that the Me Too movement tried to cancel a few years ago.
Yes.
Because specifically for the lyric, say, what's in this drink?
Oh, is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember exactly off the top of my head.
The dude was trying to get her drunk.
Yeah.
No, don't leave. Baby, it's cold outside. Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Al Jarreau, the late, great Al Jarreau, one of the great vocalists of our lifetime. He is no longer with us, but his version of the Christmas song to me is the best of all of them. Listen to it. Thank me later. Speaking of Christmas classics, best version, Silent Night by The Temptations. I wasn't planning on it working out that a lot of the classics ended up in the 6 through 10 category, but it did. Silent Night, Temptations. It's a 6-minute-plus version of Silent Night. It is spectacular. Should be part of any Christmas medley that you have. Ray Parker Jr., most known for Ghostbusters. Christmas Time is Here. The only Christmas song he ever had. Christmas Time is Here. In typical Ray Parker Jr. fashion, where he's like, his singing almost sounds like he's half talking almost. But it's awesome. Christmas time is here. Ray Parker Jr. And then Sean Colvin, who is not as an artist I necessarily gravitate towards, but her version of the Christmas classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, is spectacular. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Sean Colvin, number 6, which brings us to our top 5.
Top 5.
Oh, long awaited. Yes. And by long, I mean since yesterday. Number 5, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Ah.
This has been the number 1 Christmas downloaded on Spotify the last few years. This was a 1994 release. Mariah Carey had a Christmas album. I want to say it was track 4. And it just jumped off the CD then. It has grown since then. It is up there with any Christmas classic this generation that you can even compare it to. And once again, earlier on the show, I said on Kalshi, there is a market up for the number one. I'll get the wording on this correct because I don't want to mess up the wording on this. But it's the top global Spotify song on Christmas Day. And I said that I thought that there was some value in this market on a different song, on Last Christmas by Wham, to overtake Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. But that checks in. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You checks in on my list at number 5, the Goliath of this list at number 5. Number 4, for you R&B fans out there, New Edition. It's Christmas All Over the World. This is New Edition had a Christmas album, as many of these artists do, right? They have their one Christmas album. Some, in the case of Eric Connick Jr., have more than one. New Edition had their one. This was the hit off of it. It is awesome to this day. Listen to it yesterday. It's Christmas All Over the World. This is pre-Johnny Gill. This is during the Bobby Brown years. Ralph Tresvant on lead vocals. It's Christmas All Over the World. Number 3, Danny. Paul McCartney, A Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yes.
Christmas classic. All you have to do is hear that first bang, bang, you know, first note. Spectacular. So many of these. And again, it's a combination of what just sounds good to the ear, what makes you feel like you're a Christmas time of year. That's number 3 for me. And number 2 is the aforementioned Wham's Last Christmas, 1984 release by George Michael and Wham, he and Andrew Ridgely. And the story goes that Andrew Ridgely and George Michael were hanging out downstairs in their house. Or I think at George's mom's house, and George excused himself. Andrew was downstairs watching TV, and George said, excuse me, I'm gonna go upstairs. He came back an hour later from scratch with the basic tracks to Last Christmas by Wham. It took him an hour to come up with the skeleton of it, the nuts and bolts of it. He had the chorus, and it developed into a song that since 1984 has crescendoed to now on Kalshi here in 2025, it is going mano a mano with Mariah Carey for the top downloaded Spotify song. And I think there's huge value on Last Christmas to overtake it today to win it at plus 450. It's hovering right around there still. We'll find out by end of day. And number 1 for the 4th year in a row. I think that's as long as we've been doing this on this show. We did top 5s. We've done top 10s and now a top 15. Ladies and gentlemen, the Christmas classic from Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, remains to me the quintessential Christmas jam of all time. And it takes a lot to beat Wham and McCartney and Mariah. But Donny Hathaway still does it. His daughter Layla is doing versions of it now. But Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, which is the perfect Christmas song of them all. That is number 1. And as we got earlier on Twitter from, who is it? I want to get the proper credit here. Why? Who's the gentleman's name? I believe his name was, I can't find it now. But anyway, he says, Y-Town Gambler says, who's got the Apple Music shareable playlist on all this? Please have at it. This Christmas, Donny Hathaway, your top Christmas jam of all time from a numbers game here at Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Argue as you will about it.
Yeah, I mean, I got no complaints about it, Gil. I love the song. I had to look up a few, I'm not going to lie.
So, lovingly. Yeah. Done lovingly. Yes. This meant more to me than anything else we've done today. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding. You decide if I'm kidding. Hint, I'm not kidding at all. Coming back, we'll recap all the bets on a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Danny Higgins, final segment of the week, in for Kelly Bidley. Danny.
Yeah, thank you, Gil, for letting me sit in.
Dude, appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's been a blast.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you. You know, it's been great. Hopefully Kelly's not enjoying his time down in Florida. Can't wait to hear when he gets back.
So. Yeah, I hope so. Wyatt Tomchek in for in for Kelly tomorrow. You know what that means? Wrestling talk with Wyatt tomorrow. Can't wait for that. Where Wyatt teaches me all about fake wrestling. Sorry, I had to say that out loud. I want to just point this out here. Well, let's read these tweets. These are tweets from everybody. And Merry Christmas once again to you and yours. Hope you're having a great Christmas morning. And hope the bets have started out okay in this basketball game. Obviously, football kicks off in just about 15 minutes with the Cowboys and the Commanders. We get tweets beating the book. Joe Abraham, what are a few of Crackman's top Christmas songs? Sinatra has to be in there. I don't know. I should have asked him. I bet you he did sound like a Sinatra guy. That's for sure. Joe C714, happy holidays to all the ANG and VSiN staff. So happy with the growth of the station. Best show on the network. Thank you, Joe. That's very nice. I appreciate that. Charles in Connecticut, Hoop Homer. Remember version 2 of Mattel Football where you could do a pass play, too. That was my favorite. I think I was already too old for version 2. I don't remember pass plays. Or maybe I do, but I just suppressed that memory. Because it was that and Coleco then. Coleco was the next big competitor, I remember. Somehow I think I gravitated that way. This is from Mortal Capper. Mortal Capper says, Merry Christmas, gents. Quick shout out to St. Paul the 6th boys basketball team, DMV Powerhouse, for winning the City of Palms tournament in Florida and being the new number one high school team in the country. St. Paul the 6th. I remember them. I don't know if I think we would play you randomly once every few years. Good job by y'all. Best number one basketball team, high school basketball team in the country. Sam Ginsberg from Pittsburgh, PA. Gil, don't let anyone give you a hard time for being a tribesman picking Christmas songs. Jewish composers wrote The Christmas Song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, White Christmas, Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, and even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And by the way, Sam, many, many more of our Christmas classics. Thank you for that, Sam. Sam wants to claim. Trey Edge, check out Luther's This Is Christmas. Thank me later. Happy holidays. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate that. Peter Gikondi, hope I'm pronouncing that okay. He says, Crack and Gil, thank you for doing the show today. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. What about Bobby Hull Hockey? I do not remember that game. Mechanical pushrod tabletop hockey game with a ball-bearing puck. Oh, I do remember that game. I thought that was the best gift ever. Pete, Marlton, New Jersey. Yeah, our games were so primitive. Like, you would have to push these plastic things.
Like, around on like a... Yeah.
We old, man. And Paul Nelson, Merry Christmas, Gil. In the 80s, when I was a mailman, the average number of packages we delivered would be 5 to 6 a day. My last Christmas was in 2020, and it was easily 50 a day, and it would be about 100 to 120 when I went in on Sundays for Amazon packages. Man, thank you for that, Paul. And again, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Happy holidays. Have a safe holiday, and I hope you're spending it with family. We'll be here all day at VSiN. All day. A special version of live Christmas, live bet Christmas coming on after us later in the day. And then the whole schedule remains after that. Follow the Money will be here. Cashing Out will be here. But live coverage of all the football games here afterwards. Stormy just walked in here with like 2 boxes of I don't know what.
Yeah, my crew. Sure was in there. Yeah.
It was like cake or something.
Yeah.
Bundt cake. Stormy walking in here with a Bundt cake. All right, here are the bets. Here are my bets, NFL this week. None of them today. By the way, here's the schedule. VSiN by the books preceded us. Dave and Jensen were here. They're yeoman's effort from them. Then a numbers game. Live bet Christmas will follow us for 3 hours. Follow the Money after that. VSiN primetime, then Cashing Out. So even though it's Christmas for you, it's a full day of sports betting coverage right here at the network. Okay, my plays again, none are today. I got the Chargers on guessing lines, -1 versus the Texans. Got the best of that. We'll see. And for the second straight week, not only the Chargers, but also the Panthers, +7.5 versus the Seahawks. I just think that's too many points. I bought the hook up from the 7. And then the Niners on Sunday night, -3 versus the Bears. Those are my 3 plays. Also my 3 plays on the Megapod. Made the Super Bowl finalist bets. Chargers, Niners, Chargers, Rams. Chargers, Rams, 28-1. Chargers, Niners, 66-1.
66-1.
And then I have my college football plays in the quarterfinals. Miami +8.5. Texas Tech +1.5. Indiana and Georgia both laying the wood minus 6.5 in their respective games on New Year's Day. And then, of course, the Hoosiers to win it all at 10-1. Daddy's got a pick or two. What do you got today?
I got a couple. I got one starting up here in the first game. A couple player props. Terry McLaurin.
The incomparable, Danny. You have to say that.
Incomparable.
Incomparable Terry McLaurin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. With the incomparable Terry McLaurin, I'm going to go over 51.5 receiving yards. He's hit this number 3 out of the last 4 games. And I believe with Josh Johnson in there, you know, veteran guy, he's going to be going to his veteran receiver. So especially against that Dallas defense, which been playing a little better, but still I don't believe that they are that great. So I'm going to take Terry over. And then second game, I'm going to go David Montgomery over rushing yards. He hit this 2 out of the last 4 games. He's come close. He had 32, the 2 he missed it. And then last game he only had 19. But I'm gonna take a shot with him going over rushing yard as well. And then I'm gonna take a shot, Gil, on Chris Oladokun.
Nice.
Over 150.5 passing yards. Denver gets out. I believe they're gonna be throwing the ball. If they get out early, Denver, I believe Kansas City's gonna have to throw the ball. And the weather is not gonna be a factor there in Kansas City. And then on Saturday, I got the Chargers -1.5. Hopefully they don't get burned by the hook. But, yeah, I think the Chargers take care of business against the Texans. Again, I don't trust that Texans offense. I know they got a good defense, but Herbert's clicking, and I believe they can get that job done. That's what
Chargers going to do this.
Yes.
They're going to do this. Michael Montesano was on earlier. And, by the way, thanks to all the guests also on the show, in addition to Darnell, Larry, and Chris behind the scenes who spent their Christmas with us this morning, and to all of you who made us part of your Christmas morning. Michael Montesano did not one, not two, but 3 segments with us this morning because he had a lot to get to. Texas Tech to win the national championship at 8-1. That's his college football future. And then he does have a play in the other 3 college football quarters. He is steering clear of the Texas Tech game, even though he has them to win the title. He does have plays in the other 3. Miami +9.5 versus Ohio State. Indiana -6 versus Bama. And then Ole Miss plus the points versus Georgia. We finally found an Ole Miss better on the show. And then Randall College Bowl tomorrow, 1st of 3, Northwestern -10.5 versus Central Michigan. A little day after Christmas College Bowl action. And then Michael Montesano also had the Texans to win the AFC at +650, his NFL future. Texans to win the AFC at +650. Then he also had a couple bets in the NFL for week 17. He is on the Steelers -3 at the Browns. Again, a game where if the Ravens lose on Saturday, then the Steelers will have already clinched the AFC North prior to this game even kicking off. Titans +2.5 versus the Saints. We found someone willing to bet on the Titans. Yes. In this game. So Michael Montesano all over the Titans at +2.5 versus the Saints. Zach Cohen came in here and he had a whole bunch of props. Now, the Jalen Brunson over 28.5, that game obviously has already started. Maybe there's an in-game bet to be made there during this Knicks-Cavs game. But then he has bets in all the others. In chronological order, he's got the Spurs plus the points at the Thunder. Spurs trying to beat the Thunder for the 3rd straight time here in a span of just over a week, really. A couple weeks. Like 13 days-ish kind of thing. 12 days, I believe it is. Spurs +9.5 at the Thunder. He's taking the Spurs plus the points. Doesn't necessarily expect them to win, but he thinks he'll keep it within the number. Then he's got the Mavs against the Dubs. He's got the Mavs +8.5 at San Francisco today, taking on the Warriors. He'll take the points with the Mavericks. And then it's the Rockets game against the Lakers. He's got Reed Shepard of the Rockets over 12.5 points as a prop. And then the nightcap, he's got Dante DiVincenzo of the T-Wolves taking on the Nuggets. He's got Dante DiVincenzo. He's playing 2 assist props. So he's going over 3.5 assists at -102 on DiVincenzo. And he's got DiVincenzo over 4.5 assists as well at +178. So stacking those over 3.5 and then going for the home run with the over 4.5. And then Crack doesn't always come here and make a bet, but he did share his one prop bet. Crack is always reluctant. He's like, they're going to bet loses and people are going to hate me, that kind of thing. But he did make a bet on Aaron Jones in the 2nd of the 2 NFL games, which again, Skins and Cowboys kicks off here in about 5 minutes. But game number 2 between the Lions and the Vikings in a must-win situation for the Lions. He is going with Aaron Jones under 58.5 rushing yards for the Minnesota Vikings. There you go. Those are all of them on today's show, Christmas morning. Danny, thank you so much for doing this, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me come on. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to all the A&G family out there. You know, you guys are great. You know, it's been a blast so far out here with you.
We appreciate you being on. Again, Wyatt Tomchek in tomorrow. Kelly Bidlin back next week on the show. Good luck with all the bets. So Live Bet Christmas is next for the next 3 hours. Now, is Stormy hosting that? Is that why Stormy is in?
Yeah, Stormy and JBT.
Stormy and JBT for the next 3 hours with all these games on live. I'm sorry, say again.
Andy Gresh.
Andy Gresh.
Andy Gresh.
Stormy and Andy Gresh.
Yes.
No JBT.
No JBT.
Ah, okay. All right, laudable. Stormy and Andy Gresh doing Live Bet Christmas in moments. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Merry Christmas to you and yours.